My next guest, Dr. Mihai Nadine. He is a professor at UT Dallas, director of the Institute of Research in Anticipatory Systems. His love for America made him wonder why, as the machines that he helped develop became smarter, the people in our country actually became, started acting more stupidly. Nadine is the author of Are You Stupid? It's a book that explores the idea of a second revolution and how we might be able to save America from herself. Dr. Nadine says America could be heading down the road of the former Soviet Union. Collapse. Doctor, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show here on The Blaze.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, first off, I wanted to get your reaction to what you heard. I know you were probably tuning in a little bit before the program. I know you were. This is probably on your radar screen. A very extraordinary hearing on Tuesday on Capitol Hill from people in academia, some supporters of Mr. Obama, and what they had to say about this power grab from the chief executive of this country.
The debates in the House Judiciary Committee, the hearing that they organized, made us all aware of the fact that more and more people are waking up to a real danger. And the danger is that we have on paper a constitution that guarantees us a certain freedom, while in reality that freedom is abused. So that would be my first immediate reaction to what I was hearing. The second reaction would be nobody is asking the question, maybe it's time to wake up and start asking the very tough question, such as, we elect people to the government. They become members of the Congress, they become the president, some of them become members of the judiciary. Is the system as we have it in place not gamed by all these guys who are doing nothing else but trying to grab more and more power? And that's the danger, and that's what brought to my mind the parallel to the Soviet Union, the parallel to a communist regime in which, yes, a party grabbed the power and would after that not let loose. What happened at the end? The system became so unfunctional, so dysfunctional that it had to implode. So mm-hmm. That is yet another thought that came to my mind as I was listening to the hearings of the House Judiciary Committee.
Now, you take direct aim at the folks here in the United States with the title of the book, Are You Stupid? And I think that it bears pointing out that that maybe it's not folks' stupidity, it's just folks have tuned out and given up. What folks don't understand is that our Constitution requires a participatory public to keep those individuals up on Capitol Hill and inside that White House on the straight and narrow. And if the people tune out, you get the government you deserve. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And the shortest definition I can give for stupidity is I don't care. That's for me the shortest definition of stupidity. And unfortunately, more and more people are living by the notion, I don't care. As long as I find everything that I need on Black Friday in the store, as long as I'm offered this prosperity, why would I care about the rest? And that is an expression of stupidity, because the country that makes possible a certain standard of living is not going to be there unless we defend it, unless we make sure that it is there and lives up to expectations that have to do with some principles.
You know, Doctor, by the way, Dr. Mihai Nadine is my guest right now. He's the author of the book, Are You Stupid? The founder's wisdom about human nature never ceases to amaze me. They included something inside the Constitution called Article 5. And as you and I are speaking right now, there is a gathering that is coming together at the ancestral home of our first president, George Washington. It's state legislators from around the country gathering there at Mount Vernon to lay down the rules, lay down the possibility to keep it focused for a state constitutional convention, basically taking the power out of the hands of Washington, D.C., and letting the people who are more accountable to we the people, meaning our state representatives, our local representatives, have an influence on what the Constitution looks like. As somebody who studied this and written a book about where America is headed, what do you think about the idea of the states taking the power out of Washington's hands because it seems that they've lost their way?
First of all, I'm excited about the fact that finally something is happening along the line, and we are not only complaining, but such as the initiative of Senator Long from Indiana, he expects the states to be represented at this meeting in Mount Vernon. That is the good news. The bad news, in my opinion, is, and here you and I might not be on the same page, is I do not believe that the answer to the problems of the country at this moment are going to be in the hands of the parties. As I said, you and I might not be on the same page on this, because if the country lived up to a certain extent under the principle of the separation of church and state, I am arguing in favor of a separation of the parties and state. Parties became major actors in the economy. They have their own vested interests. To a certain extent, it's difficult to make a fundamental distinction between them. They are both parties trying to grab the power. They are gaming the Constitution wherever they find a little possibility to grab more power. They take advantage of it. It's time to rethink the process. It's time to think about the fact that we want people to represent the constituents and not the party. It cannot be that the party is representing us. That's one of the reasons, for instance, why presidents, and Obama is not the first, unfortunately, presidents abuse the possibility of exercising control above and beyond what the Constitution affords them. Because the Congress, who would have a very good standing in the Supreme Court, never went to the Supreme Court to say, listen, there's a president who is abusing his executive power.
Yeah, at this hearing, too, with these professors up on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, that was also brought up as a major sticking point, that the way the chief executive, the way the Obama administration is formulating some of these laws, it doesn't even give our elected leaders standing in the Supreme Court to challenge anything, so they can't. Dr. Mihai Nadine, he's a professor at UT Dallas, a director of the Institute of Research in Anticipatory Systems. He is the author of this book, Are You Stupid? Make sure you check it out. It's a comparison to where America is headed and where the Soviet Union already went. Doctor, thank you very much for carving out time for the Chris Salcedo Show here on The Blaze.
Thank you. I wish you and the listeners the best.